Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Gina Crisson, who's a real estate agent and owner of Southern Grace Homes. And Gina, today we'll be talking about selling homes for maximum dollar. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, so I'm excited to learn from you because I really do mean learn from you because I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcast interviews, and it just seems like you always pick up a tip or a nuance or a perspective from everyone in different varieties of industries or parts of the country. So talk a little bit about your approach at Southern Grace Homes for helping your sellers get maximum dollar.
Okay, so it really starts with listening. So I really love that initial consultation and where I can learn exactly what their goals are, because maybe my goals aren't their goals and everyone has different things that are going to be important to them in this process. So I love to start with that initial consultation of just listening and learning what they really want to achieve and what time frame they want to achieve it in. I like to have this early on because a lot of people feel like their home has to be ready for the market before they have me, before they reach out to me and get me started in the process. But that's really not the case. I like to meet with them early on before they begin to do any projects that they might think is necessary. And the reason for this is quite often they're worried about completing projects that aren't going to matter to the actual buyer in today's market.
Yeah.
So I can often save them from doing things that isn't really necessary, and I can change their focus to doing the things that are.
That's huge. I'm going to just pause right there because I do a lot of work in financial services, real estate, and financial planners, and that one point there is very a common thread that I hear. Listening, yeah, because we need to listen more than we talk, and then get together with that person well before you really need to do your work. So in your case, you know, hey, you're thinking of listing your home in 2 months. Don't wait 2 months. Don't do all those projects. Don't do your impression of what you assume needs to be done. Because what if you sit down with Gina and she goes, oh, you know what? Yeah, those list of projects, those look great. Let me just give you some guidance on this one. Because in my experience, and maybe that would have cost a whole lot of time, effort, money, and maybe it's just not necessary. But I know there are projects that are necessary. So I want to continue on that thought, but I wanted to just say that that's such a huge point people need to realize is get with you before you do a lot of the work that you're assuming is necessary, because Gina might have some good guidance that way.
Absolutely. I'd rather save you money and time if I can.
Yeah. An effort, because let me just tell you, I don't know what end of a hammer is up, but we tried to replace some hardwood floors last summer, and it was quite the bear of a project, and it was sweat of the brow and injuries, and it was not fun. So yeah, if someone, like, let's use that as an example. What if someone had assumed that was, you know, so necessary before, you know, the house was listed and you went through all of that hassle, you know, pain and anguish and effort and yes, money. And then what if it was like, oh, you know what, you might recoup exactly what you put into it dollar wise. Wow, that was a lot of time and effort and anguish. So I think that's just such an interesting point, is make your list. So feel like you've checked the box as a seller, make your list of what you think you should be doing. Then Gina goes, okay, yep, do that. Yep. Good. Let's talk about this one. So good.
Absolutely. And I can help prioritize that list. Like, if you can do everything on the list, okay, great, maybe, or yeah, maybe not. But at least I could say, let's put the focus on these things and kind of prioritize what's most important when the house hits the market. For instance, I had a client and they were so stressed over the fact that they could not get someone to come out and fix their back fence. That back fence was literally the back fence in the very rear of their property. And by the time a buyer has seen all the property, the fence is not going to matter in their buying decision.
Yeah.
And they had spent a lot of time, energy, frustration trying to get a fence person over, thinking that needed to be completed before they ever had me over.
Yeah.
So, you know,
good example.
Those types of things. Yeah, it's a great example. I think about that all the time, like the rear fence. Just, you know, it was very, very important to them because they lived there and it had been bothering them, but it's not going to be important to a buyer. So I think I can bring that perspective to the table.
That's good. Excellent. So what next?
So once we come up with the plan that works well for the seller, then I can put my, you know, bring in my team, and I can bring in my resources. I've been fortunate enough to gather a lot of contractors, vendors, things that are going to be necessary for all these steps. So that's the other reason I love to come in early on in the process, is save you that frustration of chasing down a painter, because I have a fabulous painter that I would trust in my grandmother's home alone. Like, he is, you know, he's great.
Which, so in that industry, like is quite a find.
It's true. And most of the time, you know, I find that my sellers need a painter. That's kind of a number one typical easy fix and thing to do before we go on the market. So that's, again, why I like to be the resource. I feel like I've put together a full service team so that we can make this less stressful for the seller.
Let's just talk real quick about the team. Let's just say that there was this plan where it's like, okay, here's this list. We're going to do these things in this order, and I've got a team and I can do all this. What would happen if the customer goes, oh, well, I can do this one, and I've got a friend that can do that one? Is that something that you would say, you know, no, we must have my people do it? Or do you say, okay, great, now, great, let's cross that one off, and then my team, you know, can bring in and complete the rest?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, as I said in the beginning, this is about coming up with a plan that works for all of us. So I want to do what they want to do. I would just caution, in the past, I have learned that sometimes if you plan on taking these projects on yourself, that can lengthen the time before your house is really ready to go on the market. So, you know, a professional could come in, knock it out. My painter can be in and out in a day and have, you know, has made a huge difference. But maybe if you're going to paint, because you're capable, I get it. But then that could, again, take you time. You've got a couple of weekends, you know, you're squeezing it in between your full-time job. And so then we're looking at a month later that we're hitting the market, and the real estate market changes every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So have you cost yourself in the long run, or are you really saving? So, you know, it's just those kind of things to consider. And that's why I like to be, again, part of the process, is to help you work at your pace and to understand what that might mean. And if that's your choice, I'm good with that too. I have met with people that have taken over a year to get their house ready for the market.
Wow.
And that was their choice. So,
and you know, the market moved one way or the other in that year.
Absolutely. And honestly, this couple, it worked to their advantage. So good for them.
Yeah.
Even at the very end, they reached out to me and they said, Gina, we realize we are procrastinators, so we need you to push us. And I said to them, that's not my nature to push, but in this instance, since you have asked me to, I will call you every single week and ask for a progress update. And so we put that on our calendars. I did that. And in this instance, I pushed because they asked for a push, and it worked out well for them. So.
Yeah, that's good. Good. So now, once, let's say that we've waved a magic wand and that list of prep and project work is done, I guess what I was going to say, what's next? But I guess one thing that comes to mind is, whenever I'm not in the industry, but I hear the word curb appeal. Is some curb appeal projects part of your plan to make sure that it looks the best it can as people pull up?
Absolutely. And that is typically on the top of the list. Yeah. I remind people that curb appeal starts at the curb, but it goes all the way to the front door. And what you have to remember is, you may not come in your front door very often. Most I find most people use their garage door.
Yep, me too.
Their side door, and they don't pay a lot of attention to the front porch. But be assured that buyer is going to be paying attention to the front porch, because they're going to be coming in through there, and typically they're pausing right there and making their unconscious decisions already about the house, because they have to wait for the agent to get the key out of the lockbox. So they're standing there looking around, and if they see spider webs, and if they see peeling paint or a faded doormat, they're already making these unconscious decisions as to what the condition of the house is probably going to be once they get in that front door. So curb appeal, front door appeal is key.
I find that so many things in life apply to many different categories. And what I mean by that is, as you were mentioning that, it made me think of the saying that we've heard growing up so many times, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And that applies many areas, but that's curb appeal.
Absolutely.
If you fail on curb appeal, you're not going to get a second chance to go, oh, no, wait, come back tomorrow. It's done. They've already imprinted that in their mind. And now they're kind of looking, going in and looking at the interior through those, perceptions.
Absolutely. And along those lines, I think also, I always, always, always encourage my sellers for us not to hit the market until we're absolutely ready, because the buyer's not going to come back after you've painted. They're not going to, you've lost that window of opportunity. So you launch it like a grand opening, where just like you would opening a business, you want it perfect before you open those doors to your customers. Same with your home.
Yeah. I mean, it almost makes me think about like grand opening, or, rolling out the red carpet, or, having, the little light, lights and come on in. And not that you do things cheesy like that, but you have to think of it like that. That presentation is so, so vital. So now what you've got all the projects and the curb appeal, dialed in, now what are you advising your clients to make sure they're going to get top dollar?
So what I like to do is always check the market at the very last minute. So we can talk about our pricing strategy as we move through the process and where we think it might be. But as I mentioned, the real estate market changes every 3 weeks. Mm. So if you've spent some time getting your floors done or fixing that rear fence or whatever you're doing, chances are things have changed. So I like to take that very last minute snapshot and see what has happened that might affect how we're going to price your house. And we certainly want to price it where it will sell quickly, because again, overpricing only hurts you. That buyer's not going to come back around.
Yeah.
And buyers today are so educated on the market.
Yeah.
So I have to be educated and educate the sellers so that they are one step ahead, because there's so much information out there. So we take that and we sit down and, again, determine a price that we both feel is the right thing for the home at that time, in that moment of time. So pricing strategy is very important, and we do that together. I do that with my sellers so that it's comfortable for them.
And I would just, it just feels like, when you think about pricing your car to sell, someone's going to try to negotiate back and forth. So you're going to price it a little high, knowing you're really going to take X. And so we know that those games. And in real estate, I know that can be a factor, but isn't it true that is much less of a factor, or even more of a thing to think about when it's a hot market? You don't have time to play those games if houses are the market and moving quick. You better have that house polished up, priced right, at the perfect price to move quickly, but not like so quick. Like if it gets priced too low and it gets snapped up, you're like, ooh, I wonder if I could have gotten a little more. So what do you do when the market's kind of moving fast regarding pricing?
Yeah, that's also really hard. And the market does move fast, which is, again, why we look at it right when we're ready to go on the market to see what has happened. And pricing is admittedly a very difficult target to hit. All you can do is really use the facts and figures, and that is what has happened around you. You take the subject home and look at similar sales, and you have to look at recent ones. So you know, that pricing strategy, typically I do a range. And when the market's moving really fast, that's a much smaller range.
Yeah.
Because you really, really have got to be on target with hitting the market at the right price.
So in business and sales, you know, it's been said, you know, figure out what all the objections could be and then overcome them before they even come up. So in your conversation, you're like, oh, you know, a lot of people feel like this. And so, and with that thought in mind, one of the stumbling blocks or objections, kind of to think of it that way, with a real estate transaction could be the actual value of the house and then the any issues in the house. So I've heard this before, but do you think there's any validity to having the seller get a third-party appraiser, like a full-on certified appraiser, and say, have that on hand, say, here's the current appraised value, not just my opinion, and then having the home inspection done ahead of time so that buyers are coming in and in the back of their mind, they're not going, it's probably not priced. Oh, there's the appraisal right there. Are those, is that a helpful strategy?
You know, that's a great, great question. And I do think that's a really good strategy. And there's been times that I have offered that to sellers, in the, you know, in the event of a unique property that is really hard to maybe have any actual comps so that are comparable sales so that you can determine what to price it at. It because if you can't find any, the buyers would struggle with how to price it as well if it's really unique. So a third party opinion in the form of a professional appraisal can certainly come in helpful. I heard you mention the home inspection. Same thing. There are times that it might make a lot of sense to do a pre-home inspection. Mm-hmm. Those times I typically recommend are when the home is a little bit older, because you don't know in that time that if the home is aged, what's happened in the attic, what's happened underneath the home. No, I have yet to meet a homeowner who goes in their attic and in their crawl space on a regular basis. So it's just things that we don't pay attention to. So sometimes by doing those things ahead of listing the home, we can take those objections off the table. And that, yes, can be very helpful. It's funny you mentioned that because that's actually a VIP package that I offer. Mm. So
it makes sense.
Going along with pricing and setting in the very beginning when we come up with the plan, that's things we talk about. So I'm sure the seller has got the confidence in the options that they want to get their home sold.
Yep. And also, you know, for instance, maybe going through the transaction, the lender that's involved is not going to accept that appraiser's value because it's not on their list. So you still might need to get it done, but doing it up front might quicken the offer and the sale and move it forward. And then you might need to still go through those processes. But I think that's a really neat way to remove any stumbling blocks. So what I would wonder too now is we're talking about a seller getting highest value, top dollar. Let's say that you've done all that and here comes this offer and it is signed, sealed, and delivered and everyone's happy. Well, your client is the seller. Typically, they need to go and live somewhere else. So they become quickly a buyer. So how do you work in that situation? Because now you're having to help that seller not only negotiate and structure the sale, but now at the same exact time, where are they going to live? And you got to time those two transactions. And that could probably be pretty tricky, right?
Oh, it is. It's very tricky. And, you know, everybody's needs, again, are different. If it's a family with young children and a lot of pets, then they're going to really struggle with maybe going into some temporary situation. But if it's, you know, maybe a couple, just maybe someone single or just a couple without, you know, pets, children, then that's kind of easy. They can have some flexibility and go into something maybe temporary for a little while. Mm-hmm. Because getting everything to line up perfectly doesn't always happen. I mean, we work really hard for that. And all the things that we've already talked about, like removing the stumbling blocks, trying to pre-plan for any pitfalls. I have a team where lenders that I work with, we make sure we try to get things ahead of time and get all the information we need in the beginning to try to head off anything that could possibly stall a transaction. So when we do line up those dates, we want to make sure that we can hit all of our marks and get that used to be seller who's then become a buyer into their brand new home.
Yes.
Without too much stress. So there's a lot of tricks and things that can go on in the background. We can negotiate some different timelines and some maybe some extra space with between the buyers and the sellers. So we've learned over the years, my team and I have some tricks up our sleeves to try to make it work for all parties.
And I think that's a big thing is when you say over the years and learned, right? So this is not your first year in business and you've done two transactions. This is you having many, many years of experience and learning like, ooh, one time we had this happen. So here's how we fixed it. So here's the solution. Or here was this little minor blow up in years past. And I learned from that. And here was the way to prevent it next time. And so just your experience in the industry, I think is so huge to be able to say, hey, let me just tell you, this is the way to go here. And let's time it this and let's do that. So I think having that experience is huge and learning from past experiences is a great touch.
It absolutely is. You know, we say it's a challenge. So when we run into a pitfall, we look at it and we examine what can we learn from this and how can we do better. So that does, you know, there's no price to be put on experience. Honestly, there's not.
Yes. Well, I've heard it said, you know, do you have 10 years of experience or 1 year of experience 10 years over? Meaning you didn't learn by experience. You know, so having the experience and learning each time and growing and, you know, making sure things are running smoothly, that is just the most important approach. So, boy, I think we wrapped up some great, great points on making sure that sellers get maximum dollars. So what's the best way someone can reach out to you, Gina, and find out ahead of time to see what kind of projects they should work on or improving curb appeal or some of the timing questions we've been talking about? How can they reach out and connect with you?
Absolutely. So I'm available. My phone number is 803-322-4473. Feel free to call me and text me on that number. You can check my website with a lot of the same topics and information and helpful tips and some reviews from past clients there. And my website is www.southerngracehomes.net.
Excellent. Well, Gina, thanks so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.